chlamydia cases dropped by 5% in 2011 after peaking in 2010. They fell another 7% in 2012, according to Susan Jones, the manager of the HIV and STD programs for the state of Alaska.
So we were very hopeful that this was going to be continuing in 2013, but I'm not sure that it is. And what we found was in the last quarter of 2012 and the first quarter of 2013, both chlamydia and gonorrhea case numbers are starting to go back up.
The final data has not been processed, but it should be ready within a few weeks. As the state attempts to understand the uptick, they're trying to interview people with gonorrhea to find out more about sexual partners people have had and track the disease. Jones says the state is taking a hard look at one particularly high-risk group, those who find sex partners on the internet.
And they're hooking up with folks that they meet online. And so it's folks that they don't know. They don't know their status, and they don't reveal their status to each other. And people have sex in many different ways. So that might be that there's these sexually transmitted diseases in the throat, in the rectum, and in the genital area both. And we want to make sure that people who are practicing these different types of sexual behaviors and providers know to test all the sites that have been exposed.
Jones says one big challenge with chlamydia is that it's a disease many people have without knowing it.
Probably 85% of the people that have the infection have no symptoms. So they don't know that they have a disease, and then they can, of course, pass it on to others without knowing that they're infected. It's a very easy infection to catch through sexual transmission. It's also very easy to cure through antibiotics. But the person that's infected not only has to be cured with antibiotics, but their sexual partners have to be cured too.
Jones says the state is trying to reach out through a new media campaign to educate those who are at higher risk for STDs. They bought ads on social media sites like Facebook and Pandora. A campaign called Wrap It Up AK lets people order condoms online. Jones also points to an effort led by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium called iKnowMine.org. That website provides access to STD testing kits that can be mailed to individual homes. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.